Welcome to Smart Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome to the Smart Cleaning School podcast. Oh, I'm so excited for this episode. It's a long time in the making. So buckle up. Let's get ready to go. As I sit down right now to record this podcast, I grabbed a Clif bar out of my lunch bag, and it was so fitting because it literally established the point that I want to make right off the bat in this podcast, which is entitled, It's Time for a Fresh Take. Right on the label of this Clif bar, it said something really cool. We're planting 1 million trees in big, bold letters across the package. And the flavor was in small type font. This is the mission of the Clif Company, and it totally appeals to those that love and want to maintain our environment. Think about this. How many people walking through the grocery or convenience store aisles, and maybe they've never had a Clif bar, but they see that message, we are planting 1 million trees, and they're like, wow, I would like to be a part of that. If I buy this bar and support this company, I'm a part of their vision. That's exactly the message I'd like to share in this reintroduction podcast. See, I launched this podcast in October 2019 as the Solo Cleaning School with the vision of moms helping moms helping moms. At this point in my life, I was newly resolved to build my second solo cleaning company and potentially sell it again. I wanted a place where solo cleaners could visit and feel like they had a place to belong. You see, I've been a solo cleaner for 16 years at this point, and I know that solo cleaners feel so low, S-O-L-O-W, in our industry. If you're listening to this solos, do you connect with that? Many feel like they're beneath the larger employee-based companies. Others feel like they are working with no goals to win and they have no way to change. Thus, they feel stuck. My initial vision was to provide a home for these solo cleaners and give them a vision they could grab onto. When you started, you were likely a mom and you cleaned for moms. You're helping moms and they're helping you by providing you income. This is moms helping moms. I grew this vision by introducing the third group of moms. These are the successful solo cleaning moms that have been doing this for years. What if they helped you and mentored you to become a successful solo cleaning mom like they are? Eventually, you could also do the same in like manner and help other solo cleaning moms reach the level you're at, all the while helping our customers, which are moms, clean their homes and provide them peace of mind. This vision that I first shared in the first episode of the Solo Cleaning School was moms helping moms helping moms. It was all about creating peace of mind and success and giving solo cleaners something to latch onto. I was looking to create a vision. And many of you did latch onto this vision. And I was here to help you make the impact that you were meant to make. Over the course of the past 18 months since launching this podcast, many things have changed in my life. First of all, my second solo cleaning business has grown to the optimizer level, and I am highly considering bringing on employees in 2022 to run my company once it's fully optimized. What? Ken, to tell me this isn't so? Is it so? You're supposed to be a solo cleaner. You can't hire anyone. Wait, did I ever say I couldn't hire anyone? Maybe that's part of the problem. I've been limiting you. It is so. I am working 2 days per week right now as a solo cleaner. for close to $6,000 per month profit. I'm super grateful, and it's amazing that I'm at that point, but I want to have more time and location freedom. I want to help more people in more locations. I can accomplish this in one of three ways. Number one, I can find and train up solo cleaners local to me, and I could sell off parts of my business to them, collect passive income payments over a few years. That's one way. I can sell my business outright, just like I did before, and also collect a cash out along with monthly passive income payments for a couple years. That's also very appealing. Or I can keep my income stream and hire employees to run the company. This would alter my business model completely. The $6,000 per month on two cleaning days per week that I am optimizing to this year would drop, once it's fully delegated, to around $2,500 profit per month, but zero cleaning days. So think about that, solo cleaners out there. I can optimize to $6,000 per month profit on 2 days per week, which is amazing. But I personally don't even want to work 2 days a week. I want to work 0 days a week cleaning so that we have more time and location freedom. So a passive income stream of $2,500 per month on zero cleaning days sounds pretty awesome. Plus, I've been networking like crazy over the past 18 months, and I've developed a name for myself in my local area. I have the potential of growing this company back to the $6,000 per month profit with some employees and not cleaning at all. That's pretty cool. So for now, I just want to optimize my company and use this year to decide which of these three paths I would like to take. So why am I sharing all of this with you? I have been helping solo cleaners in these 150 plus episodes to get where I am now. But I haven't shared the full picture with you guys. I haven't talked much about the options you gain as an optimizer. Do you know that your business is an asset? I sold my first solo cleaning business from upstate New York for $80,000. I collected $40,000 cash and $40,000 plus interest in monthly payments over 2.5 years. That is pretty sweet. I got a taste of what passive income felt like. I didn't have to do anything, and over $2,000 filled up my bank account on the 25th of every month by the man that bought my first business. Oh, that tasted beautiful. Freedom tastes good. It gets you to think differently. Do you know, besides selling your business because it's worth more than you think, do you know you can also scale your business? Most of the team cleaning company owners out there, I don't know if you know the solo cleaners, you perceive them as, oh, well, they have $500,000 business. They have $1 million business. They were never like me. I'm just a solo cleaner. Not true. There are many, sure, that started the cleaning business as an entrepreneur and never cleaned. There are many of those, but the greater majority started like we did and worked solo until it was time for them to grow and expand and scale through other people called employees. In fact, many of the team cleaning company owners that I help in the Smart Cleaning Tribe started as solo cleaners at some point. Their goals and visions were larger than a solo business could provide. Here's what they wanted. They wanted to provide great jobs to their community. They wanted to create time, money, and location freedom for their families. Many had even bigger visions and missions that blew my mind. Many invest their companies into local community nonprofit or church-related missions and organizations. Here's a few that I'll share that have really moved me as I've asked these amazing visionaries what moves them and what makes them tick. Check this one out. There's one cleaner that is linked with a nonprofit called Go Beyond Profit. They encourage community investment and engagement. That's pretty cool. So this particular cleaning company owner they put a certain percentage of their profits to building the community engagement and the entrepreneurship in the community and making the community stronger. That's what they believe in. And people want to join this company owner's vision and they want to work for them. That's pretty amazing. How about this one? Another cleaning company owner does the same philosophy where they invest a percentage of their profits, but this one is into A21, whose mission it is to end human trafficking and slavery. Whoa. Talk about getting behind a vision. That's a big one. And by the way, this company does make a lot of money and a lot of profit, so they're not just sending $20. They're not putting $35 in a plate and say, hey, thanks a lot. No, they're putting thousands and thousands of dollars into this organization, funneling it through the profits. What's awesome too is that these cleaning companies, they get tax deductions for charitable donations. They get to do the charitable donations. They get to share the vision with their team, with their clients, and with their community. And it creates a want for others to belong to an organization that's doing cool stuff like this. And people don't care if it's cleaning, gardening, or engineering, whatever. They just want to work for someone with a vision. Is this connecting with you? This is now not just for solo cleaners. This is for everyone. So if you're a house cleaner, office cleaner, anyone in our industry, this podcast is now for you. Okay, let's continue with some of these amazing visions. Some, they want to give more to their churches and fund missionaries to go do what missionaries do. Others want to save and protect endangered animals at shelters. I've heard of formerly abused and battered women who now clean and they want to give to support this cause. Other businesses want to go beyond a contribution to an existing nonprofit or faith-based ministry. There are other companies that want to create a nonprofit in their community or a Christian or faith-based ministry in their community or with global impact. I have a friend who is literally saving children from slavery and other unspeakable evils in Mexico and Central America by building orphanages and teaching them the love of God and rescuing them from their dire outlook. I have other friends that are helping the homeless or lending their time to mentor new business owners or mentoring young women that would like to own companies. They're becoming role models. These are all examples of cleaning company owners that are leading with a vision. And this is the type of leading that is true. What do I mean by true? True leadership is when you've created something that you are doing that others want to be around because they also want to be a part of that vision. They see the leader leading towards a vision and they want to grab on by their coattails. There's an expression or a phrase I heard years ago in network marketing that said this: a man with a mission is like someone that's on fire and people will come out of the woodwork to watch them burn. And that's what happens when you have a vision. You become a leader. And I want to be around all of these fires. I want to help each of these fires burn brighter, burn hotter. I want to be a part of helping these amazing visionaries make the impact they were meant to make. I want all cleaning companies to exist for a bigger purpose, to serve and help mankind. Is this a lofty goal? Yes, it is. That's what a vision is. And that is why I have broadened the audience for this podcast beyond solo cleaners. I want to help every cleaner from startup to struggling solo to striving to seven figures. I want to help each of these groups of cleaning company owners get smarter in how they do their business. I want to help companies get smarter in the way they share their company and vision. I want to help these companies get smarter in the way they strategize the growth of their companies so they can earn more, be more efficient, and get more out of the resources they have. I want to help these companies get smarter in how they set goals and achieve them. By no means am I the expert for all of these areas, but I will use this podcast forum to share my views and stories. Plus, I'll be bringing you experts from inside our industry and from outside to share their views. I believe each and every one of you listening to this podcast, regardless of your business model or size, have this in common. You all have something great you were meant to do. You have impact that you were meant to make on your neighbors locally, nationally, or globally. The Smart Cleaning School exists to help visionaries make the impact they were meant to make. This podcast will continue to publish 2 episodes per week. Plus, I'll be adding a bonus episode on the first Saturday of each month, and it's going to be called Solo Saturday for me to stay loyal to my solo cleaners out there that follow this show. So it doesn't matter where you are in the process from startup to 7 figures. This podcast, The Smart Cleaning School, aims for every episode to make impact on you, the visionary making impact to your world. All right, now that I've got your attention and hopefully your enthusiasm, I'd like to share a little bit more on the title of this episode. I've done over 30 SMART Goals workshops in 2021 and have been so encouraged by the participants' why or reasons they want to grow their business. The overriding theme has been legacy. So many cleaning company owners come from humble beginnings and they want to break the family curse. Some grew up abused and afraid. Others dealt with generational debt and poverty and wanted to be the first to be successful in their family. Others just wanted to escape their parents' grip and be on their own for the first time in their life. I used a tool in these workshops called the 5 Whys to drill down with questions until I reached the thing that really moved someone. From there, we were able to set practical goals with deadlines to help them achieve their why. It was so awesome to be a part of so many people's lives in this way. But that's not the part that I wanted to share with you and why I titled this podcast the way I did. There was a mindset or an attitude that I would set at the beginning of each workshop, and I want to share it with you. I'd say this. I want you to put aside your distractions. Everything can wait. It's time for a fresh take on your life. You are right now in life based on the decisions you've made, the habits you've formed, and the people you've hung out with. That is indisputable. Take a large knife and cut through everything. You can stop heading along the same path. Let's talk about why you are doing what you are doing, and together we'll decide which decisions, which habits, and which friends you should hang on to, and which you need to change in order to achieve the big goal and dream in your life. After I would share this with somebody, I could just see like the scales of overwhelm fall off. They got such a sense of peace from the statement that they didn't have to keep performing the way that they were. They didn't have to keep carrying the baggage that they were. They didn't have to hang on to past goals, past disappointments, past whatever. They could take a big giant knife and cut through it, and they could look at 2021 with a fresh take, a fresh set of eyes, and decide what do they want and why do they want it. And now let's pick a plan that will get them there. It was so freeing for them, and it was awesome to just see the stress fade off as they realized that they didn't have to keep doing what they were doing. You see, once someone knows their why, their purpose for their business, they get energized. No one can stop them. They can't even stop themselves. In fact, the more they share their why, the more people show up to be a part of it. Like I was saying earlier in this podcast about a visionary. This is how great organizations form. Simon Sinek shares this in his book, Start With Why. Jim Collins talks about it in Good to Great. There are so many great books that talk about this as a core tenet of any successful business, not just cleaning. A vision, a why, a big dream. It's like the foundation that you can build everything else on. Great visionaries are the leaders that make the biggest changes in our world. So here's my question to you, smart cleaners out there. Why not you? Why not you? And that's why I changed the name of my podcast and the brand from the Solo Cleaning School to Smart Cleaning School. I am helping cleaning company owners get smarter so they can unleash the visions and why and big dreams that they have on their families, their communities, their planet, so they can make the impact that they were meant to make. Thank you so much for coming along with me on this journey and for joining me in this brand new version of my podcast, as I hope to reach so many more of you out there. So please share this podcast with anyone that you feel could benefit in our industry. And one last thing before I go, I want to give a special thanks to my friend, Jody Krangle. She's a professional voice actor. She runs the voiceovers and vocals website as her main business. And Jody has been the intro and outro voice of this podcast for over 150 episodes. So I just wanted to introduce her to you and thank you so much, Jody, for being a part of this podcast from the very beginning. Every time people hear this podcast, they hear your amazing voice and talent that you have. If anyone out here is looking for an amazing podcast intro, outro, or you have any other voiceover work, go visit voiceoversandvocals.com and check out what Jody has to offer. So with that, I thank you so much for listening through this podcast from the beginning as I was able to share a piece of my heart so that you can see what makes me tick and why I changed the name from the Solo Cleaning School to the Smart Cleaning School. Thank you so much. Have an incredible day.
Thank you for listening to Smart Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.